This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Doug, Jen, and Victoria. One of the things that I enjoy most about Christmas, and in fact, I've been on the air every Christmas for 34, 35 years until last year live. I have long thought, and people thought I was crazy, the women in my life, the family, what do you want to do a show on Christmas? Who's going to be listening? You'd be amazed at how many people are listening, people who are alone, people who want companionship, people who are used to us being on every day, every holiday. That's what we do on the DJV show. So a number of traditions have, over the years, been a part of my Christmas presentation. I've been doing a nationally syndicated program for 30 years. Before that, I've been on the air for, I'm proud, as a matter of fact, to say I've been on the air since I was 17 years old. Anyway, one of the traditions is my reading of this fabulous Clement Clark Moore poem. It's a story. 'Twas the night before Christmas, also known as A Visit from St. Nicholas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a small old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As the dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So, up to the housetop, the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each small hoof. As I drew in my head and I was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his toe. His clothing was all tarnished with ashes and so. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose was like a cherry. His droll mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as that snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke he encircled his head with it like a wreath. He had a broad face and a small round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was a chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, went straight to his work, filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, laying a finger aside of his nose, giving a nod. Up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. And I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Tell,
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
DJV show, and from my family and from our DJV family to your family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
It's Kara from the DJV show, and Christmas is one of my favorite holidays that I love celebrating with my family every year. And I'm one of the lucky ones who's had an amazing family my whole life, who's always been supportive, and I've always loved spending time with them. And so no Christmas stands out as being the most amazing or the most special, because all of them were always really fun and special to me. So today I kind of want to celebrate and go through some of my favorite traditions that I've gotten to do every year. I think back to when I was a really little kid, and I have two older sisters, one who's 3 years older than me and one who's 7 years older. And I grew up in a really tiny house. We had two bedrooms for five of us, and so I slept on a bunk bed with one of my sisters, and the three of us would get up, God, probably before 6 a.m. on Christmas morning, and we'd go out and we'd check our stockings, and we'd go through everything, and we'd get excited about all the stuff we got, and then we'd carefully put it back in and hang the stockings back up and go back to bed. And then a few hours later, we'd get up and we'd wake our parents up and we'd run down and do the exact same thing again. And I think for the longest time, we thought we were fooling our parents, but I think that they knew, as most parents do. Then we'd go through all of our presents, and we knew we had things from our parents, and we of course had things from Santa. And the night before, we'd left out cookies and milk, and every year we'd make special reindeer food with granola and sprinkles and sparkles, which I don't know if that's good for reindeers or not, but we seem to think that they would love it. And after we opened all our presents, we'd go up to the kitchen, and my dad was always the breakfast maker, so he'd make pancakes or waffles or something special since it was a holiday. And then he got the fun job of packing all the presents up in the back of the car while the rest of the girls got ready. We were really lucky. I grew up in the Baltimore area, and both sides of my family were within an hour, so every year we went to both grandparents' houses. And I love looking back on it now and realizing how kind of silly traditions that started as a kid still stick around. My grandparents on my dad's side aren't around anymore, but when I was a kid, we would go there and they would fill our stockings with Tootsie Rolls and Lifesavers, which, you know, aren't most kids' favorite candies, but I remember loving it and opening the little book that had the Lifesavers on both sides, and it was Christmas-themed, and I'd look through and see what flavors I had and compare it to my sister's. And we still do that now every year. I get this big Tootsie Roll container that's filled with Tootsie Rolls. I don't even eat Tootsie Rolls any other time of year, but at Christmas time, I love eating them for some reason. On my mom's side of the family, we had a hilarious tradition that we still partake in. If someone has a big present or they're taking too long opening it and they're, you know, being really careful not to rip any of the paper, then someone inevitably around the circle that my family has made will start yelling, "Rip and tear! Rip and tear!" And then finally when they get it open, one of our favorite things to do is make that person pick up whatever they unwrapped and make it dance. So we all just sit around yelling, "Make it dance! Make it dance!" And when Christmas rolled around, I did have my favorite presents that I got. I remember one year, I must have been 7 or 8, and my grandfather on my dad's side had already passed away, and my grandmother had gotten remarried, and I remember one of the most special presents I ever got. He handmade me a crib for a baby doll that I had, and I still have it at my parents' house now. It's held up over the last 20 years or so, and it was one of the most special, thoughtful gifts that I ever got. So I may not have one Christmas that stands out much more than any of the others, but I think it's pretty special to have 26 years of Christmases that are full of love and warmth and happiness. And it's always around this time of year that I realize how grateful I am for my family. And I hope you all get to spend the day with the people you love most, whether they're the family you were born into or one that you made for yourself. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Victoria from the DJV Show wishing you a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. One of my favorite things to do during the holidays is listen to Christmas music. And this year, this whole season, I've had three particular songs that have been in heavy rotation. You may pick up on the theme here that this year I'm really enjoying lots and lots of horns. Whether it's R&B style or traditional big band swing, I'm loving the horns this year. So my first of three picks is Gwen Stefani's Jingle Bells. Sounds pretty basic, but her spin on it is very, very cool.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. The bells on bobtails ring and make your spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Whoa, jingle bell, jingle bell.
That's so good. And I love, like, the Andrew Sisters kind of influence that she's got in the background. Her background singers in that song are just super, super cool. So my next song is a bit of a throwback. And I actually heard this on the radio not long ago, and I had to put this in rotation on my Christmas playlist. It's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and this is her version of White Christmas. Christmas tree. If that does not make you want to dance around your living room, around the presents, in the kitchen, wherever you are, I don't know what will. So my third and final pick for my three songs of the holiday songs this year that I am really, really loving comes from John Legend. It's his first Christmas album. It's called A Legendary Christmas. This is the last track on the album. You probably won't hear it on the radio much, but it's called Merry, Merry Christmas, and it's a full-on New Orleans swing experience. We'll be right back.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility, enhanced commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments, and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady wish the nation a very Merry Christmas, the two releasing a video message in celebration of the holiday. In a video message, the president touting the rollout of a coronavirus vaccine.
We are delivering millions of doses of a safe and effective vaccine that will soon end this terrible pandemic and save millions and millions of lives.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the United States in December, if you are heading to see family and friends later today, Dr. Ashish Jha reminds you,
try not to spend too much time with people who are high risk, again, because we don't want people getting infected and sick. Keep the gatherings pretty small. In many parts of the country, doing it outdoors is going to be very, very hard. I understand that, especially with that storm coming. Really try to spend as little time indoors together as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The city of Detroit is suing Black Lives Matter activists for civil conspiracy over violent protests. The city alleging in the lawsuit that injuries to police officers included cracked vertebrae, lacerations, and concussions. Police Chief James Craig telling Fox Business.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what's the bottom line. So let's take Rashida Tlaib's. She said this is an unthinkable assault on constitutional rights. That is absolutely wrong. First of all, we have supported the freedom of speech, peaceful protest, in excess of 100 days of protests, Edward, excess of 100 days, seven times over the course of that 100 days, did we have to use force? Two reasons. We were attacked, but secondly, we were making a lawful arrest, and there was resistance. So this whole notion about each and every protest was peaceful and we're infringing on their First Amendment right is clearly wrong. Now, that's what this group does. They change the narrative and they put out a false narrative to say that we're the ones that fought.
Week 16 of the NFL season kicks off this Christmas Day. You have one game on tap starting at just after 4:30 Eastern time. The New Orleans Saints will host the Minnesota Vikings. You can catch that game on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays. It's Jen from the DJV Show. There's so many great holiday memories when I look back this time of year. Christmas Eve was always my favorite. That was what we celebrated at my mom's house after Mass. My grandparents would come over, and there was just so much excitement, so much time with family and friends and my grandparents, so many people that aren't with us anymore that I just miss so much, and so many great, warm, wonderful holiday memories. And Merry Christmas to all of you. One of my favorite Christmas morning memories comes from a time when I was probably, gosh, 6 or 7 years old, and I had written a letter to Santa Claus for two toys that I wanted. One of them was called the Pumpkin Farm, and it was sort of this Fisher-Price setup that was a full farm set approved by Doug Steffen, no doubt, and you could carry these pumpkins all over the place, and it was something I totally wanted. And the next thing was the My Pretty Pony, not to be confused with My Little Pony. This was a bigger horse, and it had a mane that you could comb and do its hair, and I just had to have those two toys the year, probably I think I was about 6 years old. So I wrote my letter to Santa, and in the morning I woke up, and I was so excited to find boots. Prints from Santa as he walked from the chimney to the Christmas tree and back again. But when I got to the Christmas tree on Christmas morning, I didn't see those two toys. I saw a lot of other wonderful toys that I was so happy to see, but I found a note, and it was a note written from the big guy himself, and it said, "Dear Jennifer, my elves were a little too busy to fill all of these orders this year because the toys you asked for were the most popular toys of the year. But on your birthday, I'm going to come back because you are such a special girl and deliver your toys to you on the morning of your birthday." And I thought that was pretty great. The fact that I got a note from Santa, I saw his boot marks, I had a wonderful Christmas, and I had hope that on my birthday morning, Santa, of all people, was going to come back and visit me, a kid from Tahunga, California. So a couple months later, my birthday's on February 6th. I went to bed early on February 5th, and I was so excited. And I woke up on the morning of February 6th, my birthday, and found that Santa had paid me one more visit. Those same boot marks to our table, and there in the morning I woke up to gifts from Santa in February. I felt like the coolest kid on the block. That's one of my favorite childhood Christmas memories, and from my family and from our DJV family to your family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
I want to thank the storm that brought the snow. Thanks to the string of lights that make it glow. But I want to thank you, baby. Classic for all time.
many things to many people. To some, Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friend who've been so generous. So from from Preparation H, to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. Then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, may your days be merry and bright.
What would you want for Christmas?
Less anxiety. Worrying is my hobby, and I got to get away from it.
And you're good at it, yes.
Yes, I'm excellent, actually.
Very good.
Nobody better. I defy you to find someone better.
Better at worrying. All right, so, Victoria?
I hate to be a downer on this one, but it is true, and it is one thing I would wish for. My my uncle was recently diagnosed with liver cancer, so I would definitely wish for his health. He's my closest uncle, and it's been really hard on the family, so that would be my easily my number one Christmas wish.
I'll change my wish to Victoria's. That's too much.
Aww,
yeah.
Thanks.
All right, so Kara, you have anything that you want for Christmas. What is it?
Oh, I had two answers. I had a sentimental one and a kind of selfish one. If we could have anything, I would love, I mean, my grandmother always did all of the baking, and she was just such a wonderful person to have around. And, you know, she died years and years ago, and obviously that's never going to be possible to bring someone back, but I would love to have one last Christmas with her. Aww. And then my selfish one is an all-expenses-paid to a tropical
she has to come
resort.
Back with pies. Is that the deal?
No, she has to go to Hawaii with her.
Yeah. The rest of the sentences.
I mean, I said I would like to go to an all-expenses-paid resort.
Oh.
That's it.
Right.
I want
okay.
a vacation.
All right, what I want for Christmas, yep. I want a fire log that smells like chicken from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You can't ever be serious.
And here we are, something
I
nice.
Know. Yeah.
Chicken roasting on an open fire.
How about this idea, though? Who even came up with it? Can you imagine throwing the chicken log on the fire? Not good.
Yeah.
Although it's a good way to trick a date that you can cook, is serve chicken, put the chicken log on the fire, and he's going to be like, yeah, look at this one.
don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
DJV show, and from my family and from our DJV family to your family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
The Geek Out.
Last week, Disney dropped a treasure trove of news. They will release so much new content across their Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar brands, I gotta break it up over two of these segments. Driving the most excitement are the 10 new Star Wars series coming to Disney+, including spin-offs from The Mandalorian, Clone Wars and Rogue One, a Lando Calrissian series, and the shocker, while we've known about the Obi-Wan Kenobi thing for some time, what we didn't know is that Hayden Christensen is returning to play Darth Vader. Wow. Also, the next Star Wars movie will be directed by Patty Jenkins, called Rogue Squadron, and it arrives in 2023, and we've tweeted all this news over at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread, you're going to talk about the cookies, because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products, no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Her daddy looks a lot like him.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, more of a DJV Christmas.
Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, you should treat me right. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, you should treat me right. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living my paradise.
getting a thing.
Getting up for Christmas.
Not getting a thing.
Getting up for Christmas.
Not getting a thing.
Getting up for Christmas.
For
getting nothing this Christmas Eve.
Well, Johnny is a little brat.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
Well, down your run, our pussy cat.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
For the cat could shift her gears. Johnny grabbed the pink and the shears. Cut off her tail behind her ears.
I'm gonna tan his hide. He's getting nothing for Christmas. He's getting nothing, you bet. Nothing's too good for our Johnny.
I set Johnny on my knee.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
Wiz, I told him about the birds and bees.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
That's one talk I ain't forgot. My face was red, my ears were hot. Friends ashore did learn a lot.
I'm gonna tan his hide.
He's getting the heat for Christmas.
I hope he don't.
He's getting not hot.
You bet
he don't deserve a thing.
Nothing's too good for our time.
And that's what he's gonna get.
DJV Christmas was produced by Kara Schoen and Bob K. at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit bobksound.com. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Bob K.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.